Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers and sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. Today we are reflecting on the readings for the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. First reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 5, verses 1 to 7. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 80. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 9. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel chapter 21, verses 33 to 43. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is reinvest in the Lord and His people. My brothers, my sisters, we all know that the Lord has invested so much in us. Above all, He gave us an unending life in Christ Jesus, and He has not brought us to a wretched end. Rather, He has demonstrated again and again the power of His love, and He continues to forgive what conscience dreads. That is, He forgives the sins we are yet to conquer in the same way He forgave yesterday's shortcomings and today's sins. And He never fails to grant us blessings we fear to ask in prayer. However, my brother, my sister, like the people of Jerusalem in today's first reading, our world today has produced and keeps producing soured grapes. We have mismanaged in our world the Lord's investments of faith, obedience, trust, compassion, love, and peace. Hence, we have turned against our Creator and become idolatrous, corrupt, destructive, and unkind to the poor, homeless, and powerless. Thus, because of our lack of respect for the Creator and concern for His creation, we have caused more harm than good to our families, parishes, communities, and nations. The tragic human pains and sufferings in today's world has provoked the call for a metanoia that can encourage spiritual and political reflections aimed at recreating a just way for all peoples to live in today's world as members of a global village tied to a common destiny. And so, my brother, my sister, if we desire to reinvest in God's obedience, mercy, justice, truth, and love, and if we intend to break down the dividing wall of hostility and dehumanization, and to build or rebuild bridges of love and true friendship into this world, then we must embrace a metanoia that reinfuses compassion, empathy, tolerance, and understanding in our hearts and minds. St. Paul adds in today's second reading that we must fill our minds with everything that is true, noble, good, and pure, everything that we love and honor, and everything that can be thought virtuous or worthy of praise. By so doing, God's face of love, mercy, power, and peace will shine on us, and our families and communities will be saved by the Lord Himself. Our Lord Jesus reminds us in today's gospel that evil holds no sway over those who change their ways, call on His name, listen to His word, and re-embrace the life or His life of salvation. Thus, in the words of the psalmist, the God of hosts will bring back to Himself those who have decided never to forsake his command of compassion and love, and he will protect them against the boars and beasts of today's world who trample upon the powerless and grab power with storms of lies and deceit. Thus, my brother, my sister, our task today is to reinvest in the Lord and ask him to transform us from inside out and help us to produce good fruits with talents given to us for the well-being of all, for our good and the good of humanity. That is our task today, and may the Lord bless us and help us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.